Symphony Space is pleased to present Thalia Kids Book Club, Peter and the Sword of Mercy by Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson, interviewed by Matthew Cody, with selections read by Jim Dale.
Good afternoon. Hi. So it looks like several of you have been here before, so some of you might be familiar with the format. Those of you who haven't, welcome. We're going to talk a little bit to our authors. We're going to do a writing prompt. There'll be some other special things happening throughout the day as well. To begin with, I think what we're going to do is we're going to just launch into the AV part of the presentation. Okay, we're going to do a little visual presentation, and Dave and Ridley here will walk you through it. And I think it's going to be a pretty good surprise. We'll see. So, gentlemen, why don't you lead off and let us know what we're going to see?
Thank you, Matt. I'm Dave. This is Ridley. I'll start the...
That's an update.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about how Ridley and I came to be partners in writing, because we both came from very different parts of the writing world. I'm a humor writer, and most of my career has been writing humor. And I've done a newspaper column for many years, and the way I typically did my column was I would do something and write about it. For example, those of you young folks who are in maybe middle school will appreciate this. It's really embarrassing when your father is a humor writer. I wrote a column once when the Oscar Mayer Corporation brought the Wienermobile to Miami, which is where I live. Now, the Wienermobile, I'm sure you're familiar, it's a giant hot dog in a bun that sits on a truck body. There are actually six Wienermobiles. A lot of people don't know that. This nation leads the world in Wienermobile technology, although Iran is developing one. Anyway, they called me up, and they said, would you like to bring the Wienermobile to Miami. Would you like to drive it for a day? And I said, heck yes. I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to pick my 12-year-old son up at middle school. And so there you have to picture the scene. My son, then 12, Rob, comes out of the middle school. There's all these moms in their minivans. And looming up behind is a really big hot dog with a loudspeaker going, Rob Berry, please report to the Wienermobile. And there we are after he got his heart moving again. Believe it or not, that little boy just got married here in New York City. Thank you. He got married at 14. He's much older now, so am I. But anyway, that was me. I was writing humor columns, and I had never thought about writing a book for young readers. Never thought about it. I'd read many, but never thought about writing one until I met this guy, Ridley Pearson, who's going to tell you a little bit about how we met each other.
Well, Dave and I were both recruited to play in an all-authors rock band. The worst rock band on the face of the earth. We were asked to do this without knowing who was going to be in the band. So I was at the time living out in Idaho, and I eventually got this fax. This was pre-email that came, and it said, okay, here's who's in the band. Stephen King, Amy Tan, Dave Barry, Robert Fulghum, Barbara Kingsolver, and you. And I about fell out of my chair. We went down, and Al Cooper, the famous musician, tried to put us together into some semblance of a band. We were just awful. We played, thankfully, in front of booksellers, so they appreciated us just for writing, because this is the general reaction we get from lay people when they just hear our music. That pretty much sums up our musical talent. Here's Amy and Steven. You would never recognize Amy. She plays Lycra in the band. And somewhere in there, Dave and I became friends because we both knew what a chord was with an H. And we started, you know, hanging out together, our families vacationed together. A few years went by, and I was reading Peter Pan to my then 5-year-old daughter. And 6 pages into it, she covered it up with her hand and said, Dad, how did Peter meet Captain Hook in the first place? And I have a little writer's light that hides under here. And my writer's light went off, and I said, Paige, that's its own story. And then I said, no, that's its own book, and Daddy's going to write the book. And I left her there to read and headed to my office and started taking notes.